在我们这个礼拜的读经进度里面有包括诗篇119篇。
In our weekly Bible reading, we are reading Psalm 119.
我们看诗篇的119篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 119.
诗篇119篇一共有英文几节？176节哈。
There are a total 176 verses.
非常长的一篇诗篇了。
So it is a very long chapter.
我们教会有一个信徒，他已经离世了。他年轻的时候，他能够把诗篇119篇都背起来。
And we have a brother who has passed away. He was able to recite the entire psalm.
这是非常宝贵的。
So it is a very precious
psalm. 因为诗篇119篇每一节都有提到神的话。
Because in every word, in every verse, it talked about the word of God.
所以诗篇119篇是以神的话为中心来描写他的信仰生活。
So the author used the word of God to describe every facet of his life.
把神的话带给我们的好处。
The benefits of the word of God.
我们对神的话应该有的态度。
And the attitude that we should have towards the word of God.
我们教会现在在推行读经。
In our church, we are promoting Bible reading.
我们一天两章。
Two chapters a day.
两章哈，应该是不到二十分钟。
So it should take less than 20 minutes.
那如果我们一天读两章，照着教会的进度。
So if we can read two chapters according to the reading schedule.
一天读三章，一年读一遍。
If we can read three chapters a day, then we can read through the Bible once a year.
一天读一章，三年读一遍。
If we read one chapter a day, we can read the Bible through in 3 years.
那一天两章，大概一年半，圣经可以读一遍。
So two chapters a day, we can finish the Bible in about a year and a half.
其实我们手上所拿的这一本书是我们的至宝。
And the Bible that we have hold in our hand, it is the utmost treasure.
是书中之书。
It is the book of all books.
现在这个网络很发达。
Today, Internet is very popular.
就天天从起床一直到睡觉，在网络上的这些资讯我们没有办法完全吸收。
We are unable to absorb all the information from this online world.
但是这么多的资讯里面真的对我们有帮助的实在不多。
But all these information, those are truly beneficial to us. It's not many.
就是给我们生活的智慧，实际能够帮助我们，实在是不多。
The things that can truly benefit us in our daily life, it is very limited.
所以圣经的话值得我们花时间来查考思想。
So to study the word of God in the scriptures is worthy of our time.
我们先来看诗篇119篇的89节。
Let's turn to Psalm 119, verse 119 verse 89. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven.
这里说神的话安定在天。
The word of the Lord settles in heaven.
天是什么？
What is heaven?
无穷尽的空间。
That is the limitless space.
我们指的天，非洲人指的天，中国人指的天，不太一样。
The heaven that is referred to by every people of different countries is different.
所以这些天把它合起来就是无穷尽的空间，宇宙的每一个角落。
So this heaven is the vast expanse of the entire universe.
神的话安定在天。
The word of the Lord is settled in heaven.
神的话在宇宙每一个角落都适用。
The word of God permeates every corners of the world.
所以我们就知道神的话超越文化。
So we know that the word of God far exceeds culture.
因为文化每个地方都不一样。
For different countries have different culture.
神的话超越法律。
The word of God far exceeds the different laws.
因为每一个地方法律都不太一样。
For different countries have different laws.
神的话安定在天。
The word of God settled in heaven.
所以这本书虽然小小的。
So we know this is a very small book.
带了一本圣经跑遍全世界。所有基督徒都 都有共同的语言，就是圣经。
But yet, throughout the entire world, all Christians they speak the same language, that is the Bible.
哦，因为它在每个角落都适用。
Because it is suitable in every corner of the world.
那直到永远呢？
So it is settled in heaven forever.
就是无穷尽的时间。
That is the vast expanse of time.
啊，无穷尽的时间就是历史。
And time in the past, that is history.
所以神的话在历史的每一个时刻都适用。
So word of God is suitable in every piece of in every segment of time of history.
哲学思潮会演变。
Philosophical teachings changes with time.
政治制度会演变。
Political situations will also change.
法律会演变。
The laws will also change.
文化会演变。
The culture will also evolve.
但是神的话在历史上不会变。
But the word of God will never change.
这是非常奇妙的。
So this is miraculous.
4000年前神所颁布的摩西律法。
The Mosaic Law is given down 4,000 years ago.
到现在没有变。
Until today, it has not changed.
2000年前，神启示当时这些使徒写的新约圣经，到现在没有变。
The New Testament Scripture is written 2,000 years ago. The text has never changed.
将来也不会变。
And it will not change.
也不会增加，也不会减少。
It will not be added nor decrease.
因为这是神的话。
Because this is the word of God.
安定在天，直到永远。
Forever is settled in heaven.
我们想想看。
So if we think about it,
我们在家里面有哪一本书在书架超过100年？
Do we have a book that's been on the bookshelf for over 100 years?
大概很少找到。
It is very rare.
那超过1000年呢？
About a book that's 1,000 years old?
可能更少。
I believe it is even more rare.
但是差不多每一个人家里的书架都有好几本圣经。
But on our bookshelves, we have many different Bibles.
为什么圣经普遍被采用？
Why is it that it is so common?
因为它安定在天，直到永远。
Because this is the word of the Lord that settles in heaven forever.
所以我们手上的圣经是至宝。
So the Bible that we have in our hand, it is the greatest treasure.
好，我们先来看119篇。
Let's read Psalm 119.
98节。
Verse 98.98, though your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me.
99节.
In verse 99, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation.
再看100节.
Also verse 100, I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts.
世界上有三种人，我们常常比不上。
There are three types of people that we cannot compare ourselves to.
第一个是仇敌。
First, it is our enemies.
他比我们聪明，所以有时候胜不过。
They are wiser than us, we cannot overcome them.
第二个是我们老师。
Second, it is our teachers.
因为他可以做老师，他比我们聪明。
The teachers have more understanding than we have.
第三个是年老的人。
The third are those who are older.
因为年老人有很多人生的经验跟阅历。
Because they are full of lifelong experiences.
他比我们聪明。
They are wiser than us.
所以有人说，老年人走过的桥比我们走过的路还长。
So there is saying that the bridges that the elderly have crossed is more than the road that we have walked.
但是这是一个假设，如果我们大家都不懂得神的话。
So this is assuming that we do not understand the word of God.
但是如果我们懂得神的话。
But if we do know the word of God,
情况就改变了。
Then it will be different.
所以98节。
So in verse 98,
你的命令存在我心里，使我比仇敌更有智慧。
Through your commandments, it makes me wiser than my enemies.
这个仇敌有两种。
There are two types of enemies.
一种是看不见的。
First is the ones that are invisible.
就是魔鬼。
That is Satan.
我们看不见他，他看得见我们。
We cannot see them, but they can see us.
那信仰是一场征战。
So our faith, it is a spiritual battle.
跟魔鬼在征战。
A battle against Satan.
那这个很难打。
So it is a very difficult battle.
因为他看不见。
Because it is an enemy that we cannot see.
那如果我们比魔鬼更有智慧。
But if we are wiser than Satan.
我们就不会中了他的圈套。
Then we will not fall into the traps of Satan.
我们就不会被打倒。
Then we will not be defeated.
如果我们没有比魔鬼更有智慧。
If we are not wiser than Satan.
我们就中了他的圈套。
We will fall into the traps of Satan.
落入试探。
Will fall into temptation.
犯罪得罪神。
Will sin against God.
那怎么能够比魔鬼更有智慧？
So how can we be more, be wiser than Satan?
实在是不困难。
It is not difficult.
就是读神的话，照着这样来做，就对了。
That is to read the word of God and to do accordingly.
那圣经就告诉我们，魔鬼在打人呢，三条路。
So the Bible tells us that Satan used three different means to attack us.
第一个是肉体的情欲。
First is the lust of the flesh.
什么是情欲？
What is lust?
超过真理的范围的欲望就是情欲。
That is, these are desires beyond the teachings of the truth.
所以神是给我们饮食饱足满心喜乐，这不是情欲。
God gives us, God makes us full. God gives us happiness. This is not a lust.
但是这个欲望有很多超过肉、超过道理，那个就魔鬼的网络就在那里。
But there are many desires that far exceed the teachings of the scriptures, and that is the work of Satan.
第二个是眼目的情欲。
Second is the lust of the eyes.
第三个是今生的骄傲。
And the pride of life.
所以圣经跟我们讲得很清楚。
So the Bible tells us very clearly.
就让我们知道魔鬼要怎么做。
So we know that how Satan will attack us.
所以保罗在书信里面说，我不是不知道魔鬼的计谋。
So Paul says that it is not that I am unaware of these work of Satan.
所以神的话在我们内心，我们用神的话标准来判断魔鬼的计谋，看得很清楚。
So if we use the word of God to make judgments, we can see clearly what is the work of Satan.
魔鬼的计谋就是分裂教会。
It is to cause division within the church.
这是最大的计谋。
That is the greatest scheme of Satan.
那最有效的方法就是传异端。
And the most effective way is to spread heresy.
所以我们要很谨慎。
So we must be very cautious.
那这个仇敌有另外一种。
There is another type of enemies.
就是我们在世界上的敌人。
That is the enemies that we can see in this world.
我们今天早上查考。
This morning we study.
当西西家王。
When Hezekiah.
他面对仇敌。
When he faced his enemies.
他知道他挡不过。
He knew that he could not defeat them.
但是他知道有一个方法他可以得胜。
But he knew that there is one way for him to overcome.
就是向神仰望。
That is to look up to God.
因为神不会让他的选民受羞辱。
Because God will not cause his people to be put to shame.
所以他全心依靠神就带领。
So when he fully relied upon God, God guided him.
所以这个神的话给我们有智慧，比仇敌有智慧。
So the word of God make us wiser than our enemies.
那九十九节。
Verse 99.
我比我的师父更通达。
And I will have more understanding than all my teachers.
我们想，我们的老师在学校教我们什么？
What does our teachers, what do they teach us?
现在受教育就是要让我们准备来接受职业的训练。
Today, the purpose of education is to prepare us for our careers.
但是我们的老师有很多他不懂。
But there are many things that our teachers, even our teachers, do not know.
人从哪里来？
Where do men come from?
人往哪里去？
Where will we go?
人活着要做什么？
What is our purpose in life?
生命的价值在哪里？
What is the value of our life?
这个都是他讲不出来的。
These are questions that they cannot answer.
怎么能够在人生真的有平安跟喜乐？
How can we find peace and joy in life?
这个也不是他们讲得出来。
And they have no answer for this.
但是，
however,
九十九节下半句说，因为我思想你的法度。
Verse 99 says that for your testimonies are my meditation.
所以我比我的老师更聪明。
That is why I have more understanding than all my teachers.
所以有时候我看那个 NYTS 那些学员。
So if we look at those who attend NYTS.
十几岁啊。
They're still in their teens.
就很成熟。
But yet they are fully mature.
孔子说人生三十而立。
Confucius says that you become a man when you are 30.
那到几十是不惑。
And until a certain age,
四十不惑。
Until 40, you will not change.
我看十几岁的学生就不惑了。
And those who are in their teens, I find that they have been fully established.
因为他懂得道理，知道对错，祷告圣灵充满，对错的他就不做。孔子到四十岁，我们十几岁就到了。
They know what is right and wrong, and they, by studying the scriptures, they have the full understanding of Confucius.
那孔子最后一个什么？知天命。
And the last is to know our eternal destination.
那对我们来讲
For us today.
什么是天命？神的旨意。
And what is the will of God? It is for us to know what is our final destination.
神的旨意在哪？在圣经。
The will of God is written in the scriptures.
但是孔子讲天命是什么？
And what is Confucius talking about when he talked about that final destination?
神跟鬼他都不敢讲。
He dare not talk about God or demon.
所以比师父更通达。
So to have the full understanding of the teachers.
好，那我们再看一百节。
Verse 100.
我比年老的更明白。
I understand more than the ancients.
当然老年人有一些生活的智慧。
The elderly, they possess wisdom.
但是敬畏神是智慧的开端。
But yet the Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
所以我们在听老年人如果在他讲话。
When we hear the words of the elderly,
如果他不懂得敬畏神。
If they do not know to fear God,
在圣经看起来。
If they do not know the Bible,
还没有在智慧的开始。
They have not yet, they don't even have the beginning of wisdom.
那我们知道神的话。
We know the word of God.
所以我们比老年人更聪明。
So that is why we have greater understanding than the elderly.
因为神的话不只是让我们生活的智慧。
The word of God not only gives us wisdom in our daily lives.
它所带给我们的好处是超越今生进到永恒。
The benefits it brings us far surpasses this life into the everlasting life.
所以神的话确实是智慧的来源。
So the word of God is the source of our wisdom.
虽然一代一代一直过去。
Even though generations come and go,
有人会问一个问题。
There is a constant question.
2000年前写的圣经，现在还能用吗？
The Bible written over 2,000 years ago, is it still applicable today?
如果这本书是人写的。
If this is a book written by man,
2000年写的，现在已经不能用了。
And 2,000 years later, it would have been obsolete.
但这本书是神的话。
But yet, this is the word of God.
虽然事情的外表象不一样。
Even though things may appear to be different,
但是问题的本质一样。
But the essence of the problems remain the same.
所以解决问题的方法其实是一样。
So the ways to resolve these problems are the same.
所以这本圣经是最适合我们现在用的。
So this Bible is very applicable in our today's situation.
神给我们一本手册。
So this is our handbook for life.
好像电脑有电脑的手册。
Just like every piece of equipment has its owner's manual.
让我们活着要有一个手册。
So the same thing in our lives, we need an owner's manual.
告诉我们人是什么。
Tell us what is man.
人活着要做什么。
What is our purpose in life?
有问题要怎么解决。
How do we resolve our problems?
这个手册就是圣经。
So this is our owner's manual for life.
婚姻是怎么才会幸福。
How can our marriage be successful?
家庭怎么才能圆满。
How can our family be harmonious?
孩子要怎么教导?
How do we teach our children?
就在圣经里面。
It is all in this book.
所以这本书是人生的至宝。
So this is the greatest treasure in our life.
是智慧的来源。
It is a source of our wisdom.
好，我们看119篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 119.
105节。
Verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and light to my path.
你的话是我脚前的灯，路上的光。没有灯，没有光，我们走路就迷路了。
Without the lamp, without the light, I will be lost.
有灯有光，我们就可以走在正道上。
When we have a lamp and the light, we can walk on the right path.
每个人都有理想。
Every one of us, we have our goals and ideals.
但是我们活了一辈子，回头过来看。
But as we live through our lives, as we look back,
有很多人都会有一个感觉。
We may have this common feeling.
如果我再活一次，
if we have one more chance,
我的人生目标一定不一样。
Our goals in life will be different.
但是很可惜，人只能活一次。
But unfortunately, we can only live once.
那怎么让我们过了这一生，回头过来看，不会后悔？
How can we allow ourselves to live a life that have no regrets?
神的话是脚前的灯，路上的光。
It is when we allow the word of God to be a lamp and light to our path.
要引导我们走在神的道路上。
Allow us to walk in the way of God.
如果我们走在神的道路上，
if we can walk in the way of God,
这个人生是有价值、有意义、是圆满的。
Our life will be full of meaning and full of purpose.
我们回头过来看，永远不会后悔。
And in hindsight, we will not regret.
所以神的话非常重要。
So the word of God is very important.
好，我们再看一百这个吧，眼睛看不到，这第几节？一百三十节。你的言语解开就发亮光。
Verse 130, the entrance of your words gives light, it gives understanding to the simple.
有时候我们觉得说，我真的头脑不太很好。
Sometimes we feel that
不是很有智慧。
that we are lacking in wisdom.
啊，书也读得不好。
And we are not doing very well in school.
那每一次跟人讨论事情，别人想到我都没有想到。
And during discussions, we fail to grasp upon the important points.
所以像我这样的人，怎么能够变成聪明人？
How can we gain understanding?
哦，原来我发现有一条路可以走。
There's one way we can do.
你不是说不聪明永远不聪明。
Those who are not very smart are not that way all their lives.
一个虽然很不聪明的人，可以变成很有智慧的人。
Even though we are lacking in understanding, we can become wise.
但是一个很聪明的人可以变成很愚蠢。
A wise person may become foolish.
因为他没有智慧。
Because they are lacking in wisdom.
那这个关键从哪里来？
So what is the key?
就是我们刚刚读的，神的话一解开就发亮光。
He says that the entrance of your words gives light.
这个表示神的话是隐藏的。
That is that the word of God is hidden.
所以我们常常会感觉到，我们还没有被得圣灵，没有被圣灵充满之前，每个字我都懂，每一句话在讲什么，真的看不懂。
And so before we receive Holy Spirit, we can read the Bible, we understand, but we don't know the meaning.
我们只看到字面的意思。
We only know the superficial meaning.
所以一读圣经就想睡觉。
So when you read the Bible, we want to fall asleep.
这是因为没有解开。
It is because we have not opened the word of God.
那神的话一解开，就让我们看到字面之下的里面的意思。
So once the word of God has been opened to us, that is, we are able to see the true meaning.
那就发亮光。
Then it gives light.
所以为什么说有时候一句圣经节啊，我们可以讲道讲一个钟头？
Why can we use one verse to speak an entire sermon?
这个就是因为神打开我们的心，能够看到字面里面那个。里面的意思。
This is because God opened our minds. We can see the profound meanings of the Word of God.
就好像我们在一条河，你看那个河水很平静。
Just like we see a river, the water is very calm.
真的，河的里面有很多鱼啊。
But beneath the river, there are many fish.
也看不到。
That cannot be seen.
神的话很深。
So the Word of God is very profound.
跟神一样深啊。
It is very profound and mysterious, just like God.
所以解开神的话那个钥匙就是圣灵。
So to open the Word of God, it requires the key, that is the Holy Spirit.
那我们对神的话能够很深入去了解，这个叫做解开发亮光。
So if we can gain this profound understanding of the Word of God, then we have entered and received the light.
那就让愚蠢的人变成很通达。
And it gives understanding to the simple.
所以一个人就变成很聪明。
So for one to become very wise and full of knowledge.
所以怎么做变成很聪明呢？
So how can we gain understanding?
就是圣经讲的，我就去做，这样就是聪明人了。
That is to do according to what the Bible teaches us.
就是这么简单。
So this is very simple.
神说要赦免人。
God tells us we must forgive.
那我们就赦免，这个最聪明。
Then if we can learn to forgive, then we are wise.
神说不要恨人。
God says you should not hate others.
我们就不恨人，这个最聪明。
And if we can do so, we are the most wise.
最有智慧。
And we are the full of.
但是常常在世界上很聪明的人啊，不容易赦免人。
And those who are wise and knowledgeable, it is difficult for them to forgive.
不容易把恨拿掉。
It is difficult for them to take away that hatred.
为什么？因为他们聪明。
Why is it? Because they are very wise.
所以很聪明，就用人的想法去想一套结论出来。
Because of their understanding, they use their own human perception.
圣经说，恨就在黑暗里面。
And the Bible says that those who hate still live in darkness.
在约翰一书里面。
As we quote in 1 John.
第一个，他跟神没有相交。
First, he has no fellowship with God.
所以一个人如果恨，他跟神没有相交。
So if we have hatred, there is no fellowship with God.
他跟神的关系有问题。
There is a problem between him and God.
他的灵性没有办法进步。
His spirituality cannot improve.
第二个
，Second，
在恨里面的，在黑暗里面走，他不晓得往哪里去。
Those who walk in darkness know not where they're going.
这要相当小心哦。
And so you must be very careful.
教会不完全，这是信徒不完全，这是事实。
It is a fact that as members, we are not perfect.
所以我们一直在追求完全。
So we continue to pursue to be perfect.
教会需要进步，这也是事实。
It is a fact also that our church needs to improve.
但是如果对教会不满。
But if we are dissatisfied with church,
这个要很小心。
We need to be very careful.
为什么？
Why is it?
这个会让人眼睛瞎了，不晓得走哪里去。
It will cause us to be blinded and not knowing where we're going.
到最后找到一条离开神的道路。
At the end, we'll go on a way that is going away from God.
所以赦免。
So forgiveness.
爱我们的仇敌。
To love our enemies.
啊，这样叫做智慧。
This is the beginning of wisdom.
神会与我们同在。
God will be with us.
我们也知道我们走哪里去。
And we will know where we are going.
说这个神的话一解开就发亮光了。
So when the word of God is open to us, it gives light.
让愚人通达。
Giving understanding to the simple.
所以最聪明是谁？
So who are the wisest person?
就是知道神的话去做的人。
It is those who do according to the word of God.
好，那我们现在回来诗篇119篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 119.
第九节。
Let's turn back to verse 9.
诗篇119篇第九节
119 verse 9 How can a young man cleanse his way by taking heed according to your words?
这里说要遵行你的话
Here says that to take heed according to your word
那这样少年就能够洁净他的行为
Then a young man can cleanse his way
什么叫洁净行为
How do we cleanse our ways?
就是穿白衣服
It is to put on a white garment
那白衣服穿上我们就能够靠近公义的神
Then we can draw close to God who is holy.
所以一个人遵行神的话，他的跟神的关系就越来越靠近。
So if we can follow the word of God, then we are able to draw closer to God.
当然，我们常常勉励信徒要来聚会，再亲近神。
Of course, we encourage members to come to church, to draw near to God.
但是如果我们肉体进到会堂来
，But if we are here physically,
但是我们的心真的是要。求神帮助我们，让我们越来越靠近神的教训。
We need to pray that our hearts and minds be draw closer to God.
那这样我们真的就是越来越亲近神。
Then we can draw close to God.
但是如果我们肉身来到教会
，But if we are here at church physically,
但是我们对神的话都不太关心。
But yet we have no concern about the word of God.
也不太愿意改变自己。
And we are unwilling to change ourselves.
那虽然我们来到教会，我们跟神还是会有距离。
So even though we are here physically, but yet there is still a great distance between us and God.
所以我们应该什么态度呢
？So what kind of attitude should we have?
要遵行神的话来洁净我们的行为。
We need to follow the word of God so we can cleanse our ways.
它是我们的一个标准。
He is our standard.
我们看第十节，请。
Let us read verse 10. With my whole heart, I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments.
这个下面说，求你不要叫我们偏离你的命令。
Let me not wander from your commandments.
我一心寻求你。
Because with my whole heart I seek you.
什么叫做偏
？What does it mean to wander away from？
离开那个正道叫做偏。
That is to deviate from the right path.
所以有时候我们常常发现说，那到底我的人生有没有偏
？So we often ask ourselves, are we walking on this right way or not？
如果你在世界上永远没有答案
，If we In this world, we cannot find the answer.
人生还有什么偏不偏
What does it mean to go away from the right path?
第一个，有的是文化为主，你跟大家一样，那就是不是偏了。
If we talk about the culture, if we behave the same as others, then we have not wandered away.
因为你跟大家一样。
Because we are the same as everybody else.
所以在这个社会里面，我们根本不会觉得自己有什么问题，因为我跟大家一样。
So in this society, we will feel that we are the same as everybody else.
但是回到信仰来讲
，But if we talk about faith，
什么叫做偏
？What does it mean to wander away？
神的话叫做正道
，The word of God is the right path。
这个正道要引导我们追求到神
，And this right path will lead us to God。
那如果这个道不一样
，If we walk in a different path，
就达不到神那里
，And you will not be able to lead to God。
那个就是偏。
So that is to wander away from。
所以我们的生活跟圣经的教导不一样，就是偏。
So if what we do is different from the teachings of the Bible, then we have wandered away.
有时候这不是道德性的。
So sometimes this is not according to our morals.
比方说，圣经给我们生活有三个内容。
Well, for example, the Bible teaches us the three aspects of our life.
而且它有一个次序。
And there is a certain priority.
信仰生活。
Our faith.
家庭生活。
Our family.
职业生活。
And our career.
这个以撒搬到别是巴做了三件事情。
When Isaac moved to Beersheba, he did three things.
这个是圣经里面的价值观。
And so this is the set of values that the Bible teaches.
那我们的生活如果跟这不一样，就是偏。
So if we live a life different from this, then we have wandered away.
我也没有抢人，我也没有偷人，我也没有逃税。
Even though I did not rob or I did not steal, I did not evade taxes.
我用正当的方法。只是我没有信仰生活，我也没有家庭生活，天天就是赚钱，这样不好吗？这样不对吗
？If I dedicate all my time to make money, and I do not pursue faith, and I don't have a family. Is that wrong?
当然，社会在讲，这是没有什么不好。你要怎么样，这是你的自由。
And it is our freedom to live how we want it to.
但是回到圣经，这是偏。
But if we look at the Bible, we have wandered away.
因为神的正道给我们讲得很清楚。
So because the Bible tells us what is the right path.
神第一。
God first,
家庭第二,
family second,
事业第三,
and career third.
但是不要忧虑吃什么吃什么。
But the Bible also tells us we should not worry about what to eat and drink.
不要忧虑生活的需要。
We should not worry about our daily needs.
为什么?
Why?
因为神会看顾。
Because God will provide.
你只要把这个顺序抓住。
If we can grasp hold onto this priority,
做我们应该做的事情,
and to do the things that we need to do,
神的安排很奇妙, 生活都不会有困难。
We believe that God will provide for all the needs.
但是如果我们一心就是讲赚钱,
but if we set our sights on making more and more money,
第一个信仰会发生问题。
First, there'll be problems in our faith.
第二个家庭会发生问题。
And second, there'll be problems in our family.
为什么? 因为我们已经偏了。
Because we have wandered away.
所以你的话，我遵行你的话，不要叫我偏你的命令。
So that's why it says here, let me not wander away from your commandments.
有人在讲，他说，青年有的学校，他在讲，青年里面要德智体群，德就是品德。
And there are some schools that emphasize character.
智就是教育知识。
They emphasize education.
体就是身体。
They emphasize their physical health.
就是包括体育课。
That's physical education.
那群就是合群。
And they emphasize
团队精神。
Team spirit.
这个是教育的四大内容。
So these are the four important contents of education.
那有人就再加一个就是灵。
So someone will add some spirit.
但是问题是说，如果我们把它排德智体群灵，这样对吗？
So if we arrange it in this order, is that correct?
这样不对。
That seems not right.
这个次序应该是灵第一。
The first priority should be spiritual.
再来德智体全。
And then character, education, and so on and so forth.
所以当我们圣经读了很多遍以后
，So after we read the Bible many times,
越读越深，我们的观念已经真理化。
The more we study, the more that we are getting closer to the truth.
那我们的价值观就很清楚。
Then we will have a clear understanding of our values.
就不会偏了。
And we will not wander away.
所以第十节。
So verse 10.
求你不要叫我偏离你的命令。
Let me not wander away from your commandments.
十一节。
Verse 11. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you.
这里说，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。得罪神啊，这是很严重的事情。
To sin against God, that is something very serious.
那怎么才不会得罪神?
How can we not sin against Him?
神的话藏在心里。
It is to hide the word of God in our hearts.
所以有的青年呢，他从小在教会长大。
Many of the young people, they grow up in the church.
他知道十条诫命。
They know the commandments.
虽然有一段时候这样信心比较软弱，比较少来教会。
Even though there may be a period of time that their faith is weak, that they come to church rarely.
但是他不会犯罪。
But yet they will not sin.
为什么不会犯罪?
Why is that?
因为神的话藏在他心里。
Because the word of God is in their heart.
他知道这不应该做，这不能做。
They know that there are certain things that they cannot do.
你喜欢做什么都可以，得罪神的不能做。
They can do anything they want, but they cannot sin against God.
神的话藏在心里。
The word of God is hidden in their hearts.
所以宗教教育很重要。
So religious education, it is very important.
我们有谁说让小孩子决定你几岁要读书才去读？
Do we tell the kids that you can go to school at whatever age you choose?
六岁不读，好，在家里玩。
When you are six, you can still stay home and play.
七岁还不读，好了，再玩一年。
By seven, you still don't want to go to school. You can stay home for one more year.
八岁还不读，好，再玩。
By eight, they still don't want to go to school.
到了十四岁，爸爸，我要读书，好，送你小学一年级，这很奇怪。
And by 14, they go to first grade. That'd be very strange.
那神的话呢？比读书还重要。
The word of God is more important than school.
所以每个礼拜要带我们的青年、我们的小孩子到教会来参加宗教教育。
So every week we bring our children to attend religious education.
那在家里面要教导神的话。
in our at home, we need to teach them the word of God.
世界还没有进去以前，神的话要先进去。
Even before the worldly knowledge enters, we must allow the word of God to enter first.
那话藏在里面。
Allow the word of God to be hidden in their hearts.
把它放到天涯海角都很放心，它不会犯罪。
No matter where they go, they will not sin.
因为那个标准在那里。
Because they have the word of God in their hearts.
那个亮光在那里。
They have the light of the word of God in their hearts.
所以。非常重要。
So this is very important.
那再看十二节。
Verse 12.
诗篇一百九十二节，请读。
Psalm 119, verse 12. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes.
这里说求神将他的律例教训我。这里说要求神给我们将他的律例教训我。
May the Lord teach us his statutes.
表示说神的话要神教导我们才会明白。
Only when God teaches His laws and commandments will we understand.
我们世界上很多的学问啊，就是只要聪明肯下功夫，有时候没有老师教也会。
There are some of the worldly knowledge we can learn on our own. We don't need someone to teach us.
因为这是世界上的学问。
Because this is the worldly knowledge.
但是这个神的话不一样。
But the word of God is different.
神的话要神启示我们才看得懂。
We need God to teach us his laws and statutes.
所以保罗说神将他的话启示在我心里。
So Paul says that God inspired his words in his heart.
所以如果有人传的跟我传的不一样，他应该受咒诅。
Cursed are those who preach a different gospel.
怎么一个人这么骄傲，传的跟我不一样要受咒诅？
How can someone be so proud to say that if someone preaches a different gospel, he should be cursed?
因为前面一句很重要。
Because there's something very that he said earlier.
神把他的话启示在我心里。
Because God has inspired his words to him.
所以虽然是他写的。
Even though it was written by him.
这是神的这个灵感吹到保罗身上。
But God inspired Paul to write down the message.
他写的是神的话。
So he wrote down the word of God.
所以他才这么有权柄的说，跟我传的不一样，他应该受咒诅。
So that's why he is so assured in saying what he said.
因此，我们要求神打开我们的心。
So we need to pray God to open our hearts.
其实我们在教会里面也是这样。
In our church, it is the same.
这个教会如果很注重祷告。
If the church emphasized the importance of prayer,
发现听到精神很好。
We realize that everyone is very attentive during sermons. Why is it?
神把他的心打开。
Because God has opened our hearts.
他听得懂。
That we can understand.
听得很有味道。
We feel that it is very tasteful.
怎么这么快就结束了？
How is it that it is ending so quickly?
但是这个教会如果没有注重祷告，
But if a church do not emphasize prayer,
神的灵没有运行在我们里面，
If the Spirit of God is not among us,
是听不懂，
Then we are unable to understand.
听不懂就会打瞌睡。
If we don't understand, they will doze off.
所以有时候我们在一些教会领会，
So if we go to different churches,
第一节的刚刚早上十一点，大家就很想要睡觉。
In the morning sermon, we find many people dozing off.
等一下吃饭的时候，哇，声音好大。
In the lunchtime, we find everybody is very energetic.
下午聚会又起要想要打瞌睡。
In the afternoon service, we find people are dozing off again.
下午比较容易了解，因为吃饱饭嘛。
It is more understandable in the afternoon because we just ate.
聚完会讲话精神百倍。
But after the service, everyone is so energetic again.
为什么？
Why is it?
因为是他的心没有开。
Because our hearts are not open.
所以我们教会在提倡这个会前祷告非常好。
So if we emphasize the prayer before the service,
我们聚会前有半个钟头祷告。
We have a half an hour of morning prayer.
这有几个好处。
There are many benefits.
第一个好处，开我们的心，道理听得懂。
First is to open our hearts so that we can understand the word of God.
第二个好处
，Second,
当我们奉主耶稣圣名聚会的时候，全部都到了。
And when we begin the service in the name of Jesus, everyone is here.
那如果没有会前祷告。
If there is no morning prayer,
十一点开始聚会，人不到一半。
If we begin the service at 11, then we find that very few people are here.
那去唱完第一首诗
，After the first hymn,
60%来啊。
Maybe we have 60%.
到祷告完70%来。
After the first prayer, maybe we have 70% attendance.
聚会完100%到了，因为吃饭时间到。
And after the finish the service, the attendance is 100% because that is meal time.
所以这个会前祷告值得我们来参加。
So we need to spend time to attend the morning prayer.
神的殿是祷告的殿。
The house of God shall be the called the house of prayer.
大家被圣灵充满。
Everyone be filled by the Holy Spirit.
神开我们的心。
For God to open our hearts.
道理听得懂。
So that we can understand the word of God.
敬拜神是很喜乐的一件事情。
That to worship God, it is something that is joyful.
好，我们再回来看诗篇一百一十九篇。
Let's continue to read Psalm 119.
十三节。
Verse 13.With my lips, I have declared all the judgment of your mouth.
我要用嘴传扬你的口中的律例。我们在谈话。
During our conversation,
最美的话是什么？
What are the most beautiful sayings?
就是谈论神。
It is to talk about God.
那当然我们不是说我们现在来讲诗篇一百十九篇第几节，不是这样。
So it is not just by reading certain verses in the book of Psalms.
就是说我们在谈话的内容里面很多都是从圣经的观念来的。
That is the contents of a conversation must come from the scriptures.
那这样的话叫做会造就人。
Then our words will edify.
所以有时候我们能够跟一些人谈几小时的话，哇，一生这个受用不尽。
So sometimes we can immerse in hours of conversation that edifies people.
因为这是神的话在造就我们。
Because it is the word of God that edifies.
下面一节十四节。
Verse 14, I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all the riches.
我喜悦你的法度，如同喜悦财物。我们大家都很喜欢钱，这个没有不可避免。
It is undeniable that we all like riches.
我们刚刚在讲了聚会，很多人没有精神。
As we said, some people are lacking in the attentiveness.
但是如果我们开始见证谁怎么热心拜神，忽然间赚大钱，大家眼睛都睁开了。
But if there are testimonies of how people how they fervently worship God and how they become rich, then everyone will pay attention.
再讲多一点。
We wanted to hear more.
为什么？
Why?
怎么赚钱？
Because it talked about how to make us rich.
那这里说，我喜悦你的法度，如同喜悦财物。
He says that I rejoice in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches.
因为神的话是智慧的泉源。
Because the word of God is the fountain of wisdom.
所以圣经里面有永生。
So the Bible talked about eternal life.
给我做见证，就是这个经，主耶稣这样讲，圣经里面有永生。
And Jesus says that you can find eternal life in the word of God.
我们大家很喜欢长寿。
We all like to live a long life.
最长寿的是谁？
Who lived the longest life?
不会死的人。
It is one, those who never die.
那怎么做不会死的人？
How can we become someone that never died?
就记在圣经里面。
It is recorded in the scriptures.
怎么得永生？
How can we receive eternal life?
所以我们对神的话要喜悦它。
So we need to rejoice in the word of God.
那十五节。
Verse 15, I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways.
我要默想你的训词。
I will meditate your words.
默想就是说，你走在路上也在想，开车也在想，当然也要专心的。有时候那个话就是一直跑到心里面来。
So we need to constantly meditate upon the word of God, whether we are walking or driving or whatever we do.
那有时候躺在床上也在想。
Sometimes as we lay on our bed, we also meditate.
如果一个人常常这个神的话都停在内心。
So if we allow the word of God to be in our minds always.
就是祷告很容易得圣灵，祷告很容易被圣灵充满。
We are easily received the Holy Spirit, we are easily filled by the Holy Spirit.
为什么？
Why?
当我们在默想神的话的时候，神就在我们里面感动我们。
So because when we are thinking about the word of God, the word of God will inspire us.
那道跟灵是在一起的。
And the word of God and the spirit of God, they are one.
所以跪下祷告很容易被圣灵充满。
So when we kneel down and pray, we are filled by the Holy Spirit.
你就试试看你去看电视新闻半个钟头，跪下来祷告，灵感都没有。
If we watch the TV for half an hour, we kneel down and pray, there is no movement at all.
或者说看连续剧，刚好八点聚会，七点五十开到车里面，刚好开始聚会。
Or if we watch the soap opera, you drive to church and start service.
不容易有感动。
There's not much spiritual movement.
因为那连续剧的这个情节还在头脑。
Because in our minds, we are still thinking about these TV programs.
刚刚开了一枪，有没有打死不知道。
And we don't know that if the gun fires, if the person die or not.
一直听道理就在想那个有没有死。
So during the sermon, we'll think about what is the ending of these soap operas.
不容易感动。
So it is not easily for us to be moved by the Spirit.
我们就祷告之前都要用神的话来预备我们的心，让神的话感动我们，跪下来祷告，很容易得胜。
So if we often meditate upon the word of God and think about it, then we're easily touched by the Holy Spirit.
十六节。
Verse 16, I will delight myself in your statutes, I will not forget your words.
我要在你的律例中自乐。 这个是一个非常高属灵的境界。
This is a high spiritual realm.
你最喜欢什么？
What is it that we take delight in?
我最喜欢读圣经。
I take delight in reading the scriptures.
我最喜欢唱赞美诗。
I take delight in singing the hymns.
真的有一次我听一个姐妹这样讲，我真的很受感动。
Once I heard a sister say this, and I was deeply touched.
她应该生活过得不错。
She had a very good life.
她说我最喜欢读圣经。
And she said, I take delight in reading the Bible.
我自己常常自己在唱赞美诗。
And she often sing hymns by herself.
以神为乐。
She rejoices in the Lord.
如果到这个程度了。
So if we can do this,
世界不容易引诱我们。
Then the world has no attraction.
因为我们的喜乐是在神。
For our joy is in the Lord.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
364.
Be seated, please.
我们现在一起来祷告，结束我们今天下午的聚会。
We'll now kneel down and offer our concluding prayer.
我们下礼拜还有14章的读经。
We have 14 more chapters we are reading in the following week.
请我们大家设一个志向，一天读两章。
Let's make it our goal to read 2 chapters a day.
将神的话丰丰富富藏在我们心里。
To allow the word of God to be hidden in our hearts.
那给我们的造就是无穷的。
The benefit it brings us is without limit.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.